There you go. Great music here on Phoenix FM, and that's another brand new track from a local artist as well. That is Nigel Thomas with Stepping Up. Now, I'm really pleased to be joined on the phone by Keith Squires, who has his background in nutrition and Ayurveda, herbalism and cookery with over 30 years' experience as a plant-based chef. So, very good morning.
Morning. Hiya.
How are you today? You're sounding very lively.
Yeah. We're just up in North Wales, so it's beautiful. I just a little walk down by the sea, you know, my exercise for the day. So,
oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Now, you do know Karen Ridges, who has a show here on Phoenix FM.
That's right, on Friday night, isn't it? House of Fun.
Now, your passion for food began when you were about 9 years old. So where did that come from?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've got to thank my mother, really, because we got this the first time. I think it was Margaret Patton's All Colour Cookbook had just come out. And so before I wasn't that interested in recipe books, because I could actually see the pictures and, you know, and particularly the cakes and that sort of thing. So I started making cakes and bread. And I really got to thank my mother, because she could have, you know, said, oh, it's going to be too much mess or whatever. But she sort of let me do it. And then the magical thing I found was not only enjoyed cooking and making especially bread and that sort of thing, but I found the sharing of it was just as important. You know, first of all, it was with my dad, but he could only eat so much. And then eventually, I started taking it to school because I was making so much. And I realized what a joy it is to give and to share as much as it is to receive. And it actually made me really popular as well, even for the headmaster, which was quite a good move, really.
What made you get into the plant-based diet?
Yeah, well, originally, you know, about 30 years ago, it was all about being vegetarian, really, you know, and we did all sorts of dishes, including eggs and dairy products, plus, of course, you know, vegan dishes as well. And then more recently, you know, obviously, veganism has really taken off amongst the young people and, well, of all ages, really, for lots of concerns, really. But, yeah, like you say, what I like about plant-based eating is it's for everyone. So, like, even if you just want to have a plant-based meal once a week or, you know, one day a week or 1 week a month or 1 month a year, whatever you want, you know, and that makes a difference, actually, because it all adds up, you know, and it all affects your health as well. So you can still get the benefits, but it's not like you have to necessarily make a whole commitment if you don't want to. You know, you can take it at your own pace. Great benefits of it, you know, for your health, really. Because it's just natural food, and what you'll find is that you can eat more and weigh less. You don't have to diet anymore. In China, actually, they always used to have a, well, probably still do, much more of a plant-based diet. You know, got to remember, this isn't new either, because meat's always been a luxury sort of thing. It's only in the last, you know, 50 years or whatever, it's been very, very cheap, and people having it all the time. So more or less everyone was on a plant-based diet, you know, maybe they've been meat once a week and then a bit extra sort of thing. And same in China, really, you know, they have a plant-based diet, maybe with a little bit of meat or a vegetable protein, and they haven't got any word for dieting, because you don't need to diet when you base you're on vegetables, fruits, and natural whole foods, because they're high in nutrition, relatively low in calories, and really high in fiber, so you're going to feel really full as well. So, and then people, they worry about protein a little bit, and you don't really need to, you know, because if you just get the basics right, and that's a wonderful thing called pulses, which are like incredible, the beans and lentils, they're like such a humble, cheap food, and they're so plentiful, and they actually fertilize the earth, but actually really high in protein, like urid beans, black beans, actually got as much protein as meat. And then all you need to do is make a little combination, have that with some whole grains, and you get a complete protein, or nuts and seeds. So once you get in the routine of that, that isn't a problem, the protein itself. But the thing you do want to worry about is fats and oils, because we often don't think about that. You know, we just think fats are bad for us. But actually fats are really, really good for us, and they're really important. So don't just buy the cheapest fats. You know, invest. You're investing in yourself, really. I always cook with a lovely coconut oil or avocado oil or sesame oil, because they're quite heat resistant, you know, but they're also nourishing. olive oil. And then you want your omega-3 oils, which are really important, which is like linseed or a hemp oil. But for a lot of people as well, it's the environmental benefit.
Yes.
Because you get, you know, so much more food from plant-based, and, you know, you get about 10 times as much food per area of land when you're growing these wonderful plant-based foods that are actually fertilizing and producing oxygen, you know.
Mm.
And we actually find that 80% of the agricultural land in the whole world, most people don't realize that, is connected with animal meat or dairy production sort of thing, you know, because
yeah.
it's either the pasture or it's the food that's given to those animals.
Mm.
And there's only 20% that produces a really small piece of the land that produces all the other food we eat, the vegetables, the fruits, the grains. Ideally, if you can go about 80% plant-based, that's when it starts making a difference to your health.
Yeah.
And to the environment. Now, if people did that on average, we'd only need 25% of the agricultural land, you know, that we have at the present.
Mm.
So that's a total game changer for the environment. Help the earth, really, and this is a good commitment to make.
You've travelled the world, and one thing sometimes when people think of maybe vegan is or plant-based is you're not going to have the flavour, because we're so used to having a lot of sugar and salt in our food. What places have really impacted on your cooking and flavours?
Well, I suppose the main place is India, you know, where and that's the home of Ayurveda as well, which is sort of a form of medicine that uses food and herbs, really.
Yeah, I was going to come on to that, but you can talk about it now if you like.
But the thing is there that, you know, being vegetarian in India is totally normal, you know, more or less everyone is vegetarian. Mm. It's sort of the norm, and they really know how to make balanced vegetarian food. And the great thing is, the thing we worry about when we're going to have a lot of pulses is maybe there's a lot of gas, you know.
Yep.
So especially have to be careful when we do a yoga retreat, because we give them lots of pulses and then we make everyone do lots of stretches and everything up in North Wales.
Mm.
But it's very simple, you know, using the herbs and spices, not just for taste, but they actually have a medicinal effect as well.
Mm.
So there's one spice that they use a lot in India, which is called mustard seeds, black mustard or brown mustard.
Yes.
Seeds. And you just crack them in the pan, and they really help, actually. And also there's a thing called asafoetida.
Yep.
You can put a pinch of that in, and that really soothes it down. And then we use turmeric, which, you know, has so many health benefits. Mm. Cumin, coriander, and fennel. And fennel also has the same effect. So these herbs and spices actually help your digestion.
Mm.
As well as taste.
You've also spoken to Parliament.
Yeah, that's right. Well, really, we're saying that, you know, the plant-based eating, it would solve a lot of problems, you know, in one fell swoop that we're looking at today. You know, the one is health problems, you know, like diabetes is huge, isn't it? You know, and then, you know, it's almost no health system can afford to pay for it, you know. And so having a plant-based diet, a healthy diet, actually helps reduce that, you know. And then we got sort of the environment, you know, how we're going to global warming, that sort of thing. Again, the plant-based diet is going to help with that as well. So we're really talking about how you know, it solves a lot in one fell swoop.
Mm.
Solves a lot of the problems, and also affordability. You know, we're looking at food poverty, and we always think that, you know, cheap food is your value burgers and, you know, something tinned, all that sort of thing.
Yep.
But actually, it's plant-based food. It's incredibly cheap.
Yeah.
You know, like if you get a packet of lentils, how much is it going to cost you? It's about £1, isn't it? Cheap, as you cook it, it totally swells up and you get so much food. So we've worked out that, you know, what people think is cheap food costs about £1 per portion, you know. But actually this real cheap food, it only costs about 50p. So, you know, you're saving money as well.
Talking about Ayurveda, just quickly let us know about what that is, because you touched on it just briefly.
Ayurveda, as I say, it's the ancient form of medicine from India. So there's a couple of things about that really starts at looking at your diet, you know, and it really starts from a plant-based diet sort of thing, you know, using herbs and spices for health. But the other amazing thing about it is that it realizes that we're all different, you know, we're not all the same. There's not, that's why diet and nutrition is so confusing, because people say different things, you know, one person will say this, one person will say that. But in Ayurveda, it recognizes that some of us are quite airy, so we're quite sort of, you know, creative, and we like moving around, we have lots of ideas. Some of us are more fiery, so, we're very determined, and, we like to get things done. And some of us are more earthy, and we just like to sort of, be happy and just take things at a steady pace. It's not quite as simple as that, but you get into the sort of types, and then you can match the food to that, really. So someone who's more airy, that's quite a cold, what we say, cold, dry constitution. So they need warm, moist food to benefit that, and warming spices. And if you're more fiery, then you don't need so many hot spices, that sort of thing, and, you know, your digestion's stronger. Yeah, well, when the lockdown first happened, then I come at this idea, you know, all the retreats, we do lots of them in Wales. That's at the Drew Yoga Centre in North Wales. And so it's just about having a good timetable, really. And once you've got that, you know, that's it. It can give a real structure to your day. So you can try this for a day. You know, you can do it 2 or 3 days, or you can just keep going with it.